mountain, river, and plain, through wind and storm, rides Anne of the Airlines.
Radio Inspector Art Morrison, co-pilot Pete, Bobby Baker, and even the old prospector Zeb Abercrombie were quite unprepared for the shock that greeted them when they finally solved the mystery of the disappearing radio room in the Tyler Sanitarium. That of hearing a call from the transport ship which Jack Baker is flying. As we know, Anne Burton is stowed away in the baggage compartment of this ship, which carries as passengers Vic and Joe, two of the diamond smuggling ring. And it is from this ship that comes the radio message heard through the thin walls of the room. The message that says that the plane is being forced to seek a landing place because of smoke coming from the baggage compartment. Can it be that a tragedy is about to overtake Jack and Anne? Suppose we pick up the transport as it wings its way over the lower reaches of the southern West Indies.
Did you hear what I said, Baker?
All right. I'm trying to find a place to set the ship down, Morgan. I haven't any more ambition to roast in this thing than you have, although I didn't see any smoke.
Well, I did. Saw a plane, too, rolling up from the crack in the inside door of that baggage compartment. Just when I was talking to Springfield.
Yeah, but look, Vic, there ain't been no more smoke coming from there, and I can't smell nothing at all.
Well, for the love of Mike, why don't one of you fellows force that door open and have a look? We might be able to put it out before it makes enough headway to hurt much.
I tell you, Jack, I can't get that door open, only that little crack.
All right, then I'll help you, Joe. Between the two of us, we might be able to force the thing open like Baker says.
But now look, Jack, maybe it's a good thing we can't get that door open. You know how it is when a house is burning. When you bust open the doors and windows, sometimes it just gives the fire a draft. And then you can't do anything with it, see?
You're right about that, Joe. It might give a smoldering fire just enough draft to start a real blaze. Something that we couldn't handle with that fire extinguisher. Maybe you better leave that door alone.
Okay. Then I'll see if I can't close it tight. It's been hanging open a little bit ever since we started. Must be something against it inside.
You better leave well enough alone, Vic. I tell you, we can fool with that when we land, can't we, Jack?
You might as well close the thing tight, Joe. It won't hurt anything.
Yeah, and like you said yourself, it might. Something seems to be stuck in this rubber lining around it. What's the idea of the lining, Baker?
That's part of the gasket, Morgan. This is a sealed cabin, you know, so we can supercharge it when we fly at higher altitudes. But it ought to close tighter than it is.
Well, it don't, and I'm not going to fool around with it until we get to the ground, because... Say, do you guys smell anything?
Nope, not me. That's what I told you. I never smelled any smoke.
Can't say that I do, Morgan. But this ventilator wouldn't let anything come up this way. Is it smoke?
Nah, that's the funny part. Unless it's incense of some kind. There's a smell of... smells like some kind of flowers. Yeah, that's what it is. It's flowers.
Flowers? That's a good one, Vic. You got a guilty conscience, that's what. With that tropical moon shining, maybe it's moonlight and roses.
I'm telling you guys, that's what I smell.
Probably your outfitter friend back in Florida very considerately packed a few bottles of shaving lotion, and one of them is leaking.
All right, laugh about it if you want to. But I know what I'm talking about, and I'll show you the minute we land.
Which is going to be in about a minute. See that land over there?
Yeah, just like it was broad daylight. Where is that? That must be South America. First big piece of land we've seen since we left the United States.
Well, that's Trinidad. Fairly good-sized island just off the north coast of South America. Pretty thoroughly settled. See that city there?
It must be the capital. All those white buildings shining in the tropical moonlight. Hey, where are you going to land? I don't see any landing lights.
Looks like a pretty good place over there a couple of miles. There's a small creek, a river right close there, just in case we might have a real fire on our hands in that baggage compartment.
Say, Jack, you didn't happen to drop that automatic pencil that I found, did you?
Why, no, Joe. I have it here. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just thought that you might have dropped it back in that baggage compartment while we were loading back there in the Everglades.
Dropped it back in the baggage?
Hey, what's the idea of thinking something like that, Joe? This fire might be real serious.
I just happened to think, that's all. And I knew that Jack didn't want to lose that pencil.
No, I don't want to lose it, Joe.
Hey, what's the idea, Peggy? You're going crazy?
Hang on, you fellows. I think there might really be something wrong in that baggage compartment. We're going to land plenty fast, so watch out. Snap on those landing lights, Joe.
Okay, Jack. Don't hardly need those lights, though, with that moon.
Stick tight now, here, you fellows. Here we go.
Hey, what's the idea? Put on the brakes like that, Baker. You might have washed the ship out.
I didn't put on the brakes. Something stopped us like we'd hit a stone wall. We'll see about that later. I'm going to have a look into that baggage compartment.
I'll give you a hand, Jack. Wait a minute. What's the matter?
No wonder we stopped like that. Take a look, there.
Looks like rubber all over the landing gear. What is it, Baker?
That's why we stopped. But let's get into this compartment.
You see? Not a sign of smoke, Jack. I guess it's all right in here. Maybe Vic was just sort of seeing things.
I said that I saw a roll of smoke come out of that inside door, and I mean it. I'll take a look myself with this flashlight.
You don't have to, Mr. Morgan.
Anne.
There isn't any fire in the baggage compartment, and that wasn't smoke you saw.
Do you mean that you've been in that compartment all this time? But how on earth did you...
Yeah, okay, beautiful. Come on, let's have the story. I don't suppose that Baker here knows anything about you being in there, huh?
Of course he knows, Vic. How could he when he's been with us all the time and he was...
Hey, keep your nose out of this, Joey. When I want answers from you, I'll call you. Right now, I want to know if Baker is handing us a nice little double cross and is wronging his little feminine helper here.
And I can tell you that Jack really didn't know anything about it, did you, Jack?
You think for 1 minute that I would have left that landing field there in the Everglades if I'd known that Anne was hidden in the ship?
Then how did it happen? Come on, let's hear it. I'll sort of judge for myself on how to believe.
Well, it's all very simple. Naturally, when Jack left the emergency landing field near Miami, I was anxious about him, and I tried to find him. I did find where the plane was, and then I couldn't find my way back through the Everglades. And the only place I could hide was in the baggage compartment. You took off before I thought you would, and, well, here I am.
Okay, gorgeous. That's your story. All right, here's ours. Your fair-haired boyfriend here has decided to play ball with us.
You mean... Oh, Jack, you can't. You mustn't.
He not only can, but he's got to. In the first place, he's chalked up in the United States with the theft of the interstate transport. And now, by this time, he's listed as being one of the illicit Diamond Syndicate pilots, see? We've seen to that. So what else can he do? And beside that, he's in line to make a lot of dough. If nothing happens to this ship for a while, do you get it?
Jack, you haven't joined them, have you?
I'm afraid I have, Anne. There wasn't much else to do.
Well, I see. Well, I suppose that I can find a telegraph office in that city over there. I can get Steamboat or Clipper Fair back to Springfield and...
And tell all the police in the world just where we are and where we're going and all about it? Not so fast, gorgeous. You better think twice about it. You'd kind of hate to think of Jack Baker being rounded up by the police and the government and all on account of you, wouldn't you? Why don't you think it over for a while?
But surely you don't mean that I'm to go on with you.
To Africa? I hardly think so. But I do think that as long as you came along for the buggy ride this far, you might as well go on to Cape St. Roque. From there, you can take a nice little tramp steamer, one without a radio, back to the States, see? And in a month or so that it'll take to get there, well, you won't say so much. How about it?
I suppose it's about the only thing to do. It's all my fault that I'm here anyway.
Now, let's see what made that smoke in the compartment. I know I saw it.
I think I can tell you about that, Morgan. That wasn't smoke at all that you saw, and you were right about smelling flowers. I heard you say that.
Say, what are you talking about?
Well, the air was pretty close back there with the inside door closed, so I had it blocked open just a crack with my powder compact. And then leaned against it so no one could open it from the other side. Well, the lurch of the ship made the compact drop and come open, and the powder fell out and sifted around in the air. And that's what you saw, and that's what caused the odor of flowers.
Face powder. Can you imagine that? And that's why the door wouldn't either open or close. And just because of that, we're grounded here on some island, where we might as well be flying to St. Roque. Sure you didn't know anything about this, Baker?
Pretty sure, Morgan, but you can think what you like.
Okay. Say, where's Joe?
Didn't he walk over that way toward the little group of huts? See, there he is, going down the lane.
So we land, and he thinks it's time for a little stroll. What does he think this is, a picnic excursion? I'll bring him back in a hurry. I'll be ready to take off when I get back, Baker, see?
We'll be ready, Morgan. I might remind you that the longer we stay on this island, the more chances we take of having this plane spotted and being held for the United States authorities.
Don't you think I know it? Can you imagine him taking a stroll like that?
Anne, whatever possessed you to stow away in that cubbyhole?
I couldn't get away, Jack, and I really didn't think you'd be taking off so quickly. Have you heard anything from the Secret Service?
Not a word. Though I haven't had a chance to tune in on their frequency. But you certainly put over a clever bit of acting. Thought for a minute that you might give away the fact that you knew about me playing in with these boys.
But what am I to do if I really have to take one of those tramp steamers?
Oh, don't worry about that, Anne.
We'll get through a radio message to Morrison or Bobby or headquarters to somebody in here.
I hope so.
And have one of the clippers pick you up. But you certainly gave me a scare back there a few minutes ago when I thought there was actually a fire in the compartment. It just dawned on me about what Joe might have meant.
I'm afraid I don't understand, Jack.
I don't either, Ann, but here it is. You see this pencil?
Why, yes, it's mine. I left it, but how did you get it?
Well, that's the funny part. You left it in the pilot's seat of this ship. Joe found it and returned it to me just before we took off from the Everglades and said that maybe I wouldn't want Vic to know anything about it. So when he spoke of the pencil up there a little while ago, it dawned on me that he must have known that you were in the baggage compartment.
But why didn't he say something to Vic? Jack, they're coming back. Oh, look over there by those huts where Joe went. There's a little fellow and he looks like a native. He's running toward town.
I thought I noticed Joe talking to that little fellow just before Vic caught up to him. Joe handed the fellow something. This Joe's beginning to puzzle me.
Here they come. They'll hear you.
Okay, Ann. Keep a stiff upper lip.
Right.
Bring him back, Morgan?
Yeah, a guy can't even stretch his legs without Vic wanting to hurry him back.
Just as I said, this is no picnic, Joe. Suppose Doc was running this show. You think he'd let you traipse around like that?
I just wanted to ask those fellas where we was. Funny thing, he could talk English as good as I could, too.
Which is not saying much at that. All right, let's pile in. We ought to make St. Roque by dawn, anyway. Now we can get some rest.
Okay, Morgan. I think I could use some of that rest, all right. Say, do you notice anything peculiar about this ship?
Yes, it looks like it's lower than it ought to be.
Don't tell me we got a flat tire.
Say, it's worse than that. Look here. This landing gear is sunk down and this black stuff almost to the hubs. And feel here. It's like glue.
Baker, let's get out of here. This must be quicksand.
Quicksand, nothing. Joe, quick. Back to that native settlement and round up all the mules you can find. If we're here 20 minutes longer, we'll have to go back on a tramp steamer.
The huge, heavily laden transport plane slowly settling into some black quagmire. Is this to mark the end of the projected flight to the land of the diamond mines? What sort of mysterious ooze has already engulfed the landing gear? Can Joe bring back enough help to move the great ship? And what of our four friends in the concealed room back in Springfield? Will they escape, or will their presence there be revealed to the sinister forces that head the diamond ring? For the answers to these questions, listen to the next stirring episode of Anne of the Airlines.